Hi guys, it's Tuesday and it's week four, and you know, here we are effectively more than halfway through the semester, and you know, I just wanted to kind of check in and see how you guys are doing, let you know that I'm you know, sending good thoughts your way. I have a couple of notes I just want to convey, but I also want to pick up on some of the things that you guys have brought forward in the last week or so. And I'm thinking about discussion board three from week three, so the third one from last week. And, you know, I'm really kind of jazzed, you know, about the way you guys are reflecting in this public mode, and also commenting on the work of your peers in this kind of community, even though we're not face-to-face, even though we're not, you know, together in sync. You know, there's this way in which we're sort of adding and contributing to a conversation that carries through the semester. And I think that's a really lovely thing. So, you know, one of the things I want to pick up on here is I'm looking at Kimberly's ideas here. One of the ideas that she brought forward is about how others, you know, how you carry yourself and how others view you. And, you know, I mean, this is something that, you know, when I worked outside of academia for, you know, 10, 15 years before I started teaching, you know, this was one of the things as a manager that was very much part of my experience on, you know, sort of eyes on you. And I suspect that, you know, for those of you who don't go into academia, this is something that you're going to experience too in a professional setting, is being, you know, how you're sort of carrying yourself and how you're sort of signaling to others about the way in which you want to be seen. Certainly, you know, just parenthetically, in my life as an academic, you know, this is something that's very much ongoing and very much I'm aware of. And I think it's so interesting the way that those two things intersect, you know, the different kinds of professional experiences overlapping that way. But I thought that was a really interesting point from Kimberly. I'm interested here too in Sierra, what, you know, a couple of things, thinking, reflecting on flow and how that's one of the things to continue to work on. And I think, you know, you can hear it in this voice memo, which is, you know, I've made notes. I've been meditating on some things, but certainly there's a flow that's kind of ebbing and flowing in my voice and my delivery. And so this is, you know, obviously an ongoing thing for everybody. But, you know, I think that's one thing, you know, we're all working on. I also was picking up on what Sierra was saying about sort of being staged. And, you know, I think that's part of it, right? I don't think we can avoid the sense that obviously I'm assigning these speeches, and there's a kind of two-tiered staginess in some ways, right? One is I'm assigning something to you that you're having to like kind of create artificially, right? Because you're not actually doing it. You're not actually giving a toast to somebody, right? But also because it's, you know, we're in this Zoom format, which is or Zoom/ you know, YouTube, which is not necessarily in front of people, and so there's that kind of remove. And, you know, I think, you know, part of that is you know, this is one of the realities of the course, and yet I think, you know, the way in which we're thinking about delivering a speech, that it's not just about the product, but it's around the kind of what it's encased in, right? The kind of scaffolding, the preparation, the thinking, the feedback, the reflection. These are really the things I'm hoping to kind of get on the foreground of your thoughts. And while obviously the actual product, the delivery, is significant, you know, I think foregrounding these other important process details are really, really the thing to focus on. I wanted to also mention, sorry, my my notes are, my handwriting is atrocious. This is why I do voice memos. I'm thinking about Sharina, the exchange between Sharina and Tori. And, you know, this is maybe sort of echoes a little bit of what I just said, but sort of Tori and Sharina were talking about process and how much goes into a speech. And I, you know, all of the, again, the kind of thinking and meditating and notes and sketching and, you know, what we might think of as drafting and feedback and revision and reflection. And I think, you know, for obviously this is about creating and imprinting a kind of process in your head, you know, to sort of carry out with you through the class and outside of the class. I think there's ways in which that I think it's really important to think about that some of that stuff you will carry forward and sort of start to do maybe in a little more of a shorthand way. I'm thinking about in, you know, my own life about the kind of prep work I'm doing. And sometimes it's just sort of, you know, I need to just take a sheet of paper and make a couple of quick bulleted notes because I'm so familiar with some topics. I just sort of need a couple of words even to just sort of jog my memory to move into some ideas to present. And, you know, should I do that and then I'm unable to actually deliver what I'm saying, then I would need to reflect on that and like try to work on, did I actually need more detailed notes, right? So that there's this kind of continuum between the preparation, the delivery, and the reflection that goes on and on. But I did want to, you know, I thought it was significant the way that there was this sense of understanding there in terms of what really goes into presenting ideas. I also wanted to pick up on DBQ1 from this week. And, you know, you're all hitting on some really interesting things with that Obama speech. Obviously, you know, as you've all put, President Obama is such a, you know, an incredible speaker. And, you know, here's an example of a really, you know, sort of like big deal speech. And you're really able to kind of dig into it and notice some of the new, not just the bigger moments, but the nuances that are part of it. And I, you know, I wanted to sort of pick up on, I mean, I think a lot of us were thinking about, you know, the pausing and the pacing, right? So Obama's very, I think Sierra picked up on this for sure. You know, and Sierra was talking about, you know, looking at it through the lens of sort of like theater, right? Which is a really important, I think, you know, an interesting technique to think about delivering a speech, right? That you are on stage, like presenting in whatever public speaking engagement you're doing, you're kind of on stage and there's an audience there. And, you know, there's a kind of script that you're working from. And so I think that's a healthy, interesting, thoughtful lens to carry with us as we think about public speaking. And so, you know, to tie it back to pausing and, you know, Obama's ability to know when to pause. And obviously there's real practice, right? There's real understanding of how that goes. But, you know, it's something I think that we can probably also localize in our own experience, right? Thinking about, you know, obviously we're not going to, I'm just going to say we're probably all not going to be delivering like a eulogy for Nelson Mandela, right, on this huge global stage. But we will likely have to kind of explain things to others, you know, and be thoughtful and mindful of when to pause and when to sort of allow the audience to take stuff in. And I think that that's something that can be really helpful, like our pacing and our awareness of the audience, even if it's on a much, much smaller stage. I wanted to make just a quick note here about, I was chatting earlier with some of you about grades, and I wanted to just make a note about, you know, sort of thinking about the syllabus and just how to kind of calculate or get a sense about how you're doing. You know, I'm hoping to get speech 3 back to you this week, midweek, hopefully tomorrow. And, you know, you can kind of calculate how you're doing on the syllabus. But really what we're what the breakdown is 20% is your participation, your citizenship, and your, you know, work on the discussion boards. 20% is the journals, and then 60% is based on your speeches. And so, you know, there's the speeches are kind of the bigger ticket items, and the citizenship and the journals are, you know, sort of less high stakes. But you know, one of the things that's really important to understand about this class is that even though there are these high stakes things, there are avenues for folks to achieve, right? If you are maybe not, you know, pulling down, you know, tens on your speeches, if you're, you know, doing, keeping up with the journals, doing a good job, doing them on time, if you're doing a good job with the, you know, participating in the discussion boards, thoughtful, meaningful, on time posts, that is going to ultimately raise that grade. So, you know, when you look at when you hear my feedback and you see the evaluations that you're getting, you know, don't think of that as like the end all and be all of your grade. Okay, I hope you guys are doing well. You know, I'll be back in contact later this week, and take care.